That's a very appropriate hymn of preparation this morning, because Jesus is our Lord and our Savior, and there is something about that name that needs to be praised. And you know, as it ended there, there's a lot of kings that's gone on in this world, and a lot of leaders, but their names, nobody can hardly call them, but we all know Jesus. And God will take care of you, as Miss Iris played during our offertory time. That was a beautiful song. Our scripture this morning is in 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter, 1 through 10. If you'll turn with me, follow along in your Bibles there. Even though we have some speakers, they may not speak on this, I think we would be remiss if we didn't read God's word in our time of worship. And every word in this Bible is important. All the ands, the buts, and the letters are important. And I heard someone say, if you will read those words and study those words, then your life on this earth will be much better. Let's look at the letter that Paul wrote to the church of the people in the Thessalonian church. We're going to read verses 1 through 10. Paul and Silvanus and Titus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in the power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as we know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, and with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye may ensample to all other believers in Macedonia and Arcadia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Arcadia, but also in every place your faith to God, Godward, is spread abroad, so we need not to speak any things. For they themselves showed of us what manner of entering we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from the heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I'm going to say one thing before I have these ladies come up. I want to appreciate all those